Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But, yep, we are heard all across the world wide web. Yep. Thank you so much for all those that are tuning in, that are coming right on in from all around social media. Listen, Instagram, hey, guys, Facebook, Twitter. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines, hi, we see you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, of course, all of our broadcast stations, we thank you as well. And I can't forget those that may listen to us from the Alexa device, your Amazon Alexa device. We appreciate you. So, as we always do, we have a phenomenal show lined up for you. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. I know she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's been hanging out there, and I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic. And we are so excited because we always feature authors, we feature speakers, we feature a lot of dynamic people doing really, really great things. And so my guest tonight, Christina Hamlet, is right in line with that, right in order with that. And so what I want you to do is jump on all of your social media sites and say, hey, you should tune in and you should listen and you should watch. Oh, I'm going to say watch. Oh, we're not on TV yet. You should tune in and you should listen to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Go ahead and give them the link. Go ahead and, you know what, let them know what you are checking out and what you're listening to. And as always, we appreciate you. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. So my guest, I'm telling you, when we pull together guests for you guys, y'all have no idea. We scout out dynamic people from all across the world. But my pleasure tonight is that my guest is here in the same city with me, which is rare, And so we are really excited about that. So moving right on in to our guest spotlight, Christina Hamlet, blogger, a writer. You have seen her pieces have appeared on KimberlyElise.com. They've appeared on ForeverBeMoved.com. They've appeared on Mitchell-Productions.com, which ought to sound familiar to you. Yep, the Churchill Newsletter, the online literary magazine, Life in 10 Minutes.com. Christina has been featured as an author at the 2017 RVA Lit Crawl, which is Richmond, Virginia's first literary crawl event. She was also a panelist at the James River Writers January Writing Show. She's married, lovely husband, and here in Henrico, Virginia, with way too many books. and she's got a brand spanking new, like when we say literally hot off the press, like literally hot off the press, like I need to put extra syllables in that word, hot off the press ebook, just in time for this season of love, this atmosphere of love, just in time. What I love about you, a guided journal to writing your proposal and vows. Yep. Coming up to the mic live right now on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Christina Hamlet. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Charvette.
Oh, it is our pleasure. So glad that we got a chance to feature you live here on the show. And so I had the opportunity to meet you in person because you attended my conference in Richmond, Virginia back in December. And I became aware of your writing skills because after you attended my conference, you wrote this amazing review and put it on your blog. And I was like, wow, this girl is great. So tell our listeners.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners. You're welcome. When did you first kind of know the writing bug had bit you?
Okay. Well, I knew the writing bug had hit me actually from very early because the reading bug hit me when I was a child. Oh. I was one of those that I could barely get my nose out of the book. And I always knew it was within me. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I left a social services career that I knew that I wanted to press forward with putting myself out there with my writing. But it really took a couple extra years and a little more nudging for me to say, you know what, it's time to do it. So I actually, one of the first things I had sent out was a story that was accepted by Kimberly Elise, her team, on her website, KimberlyElise.com. And that kind of gave me that confidence, that boost. So when you get that boost from such a prolific actress like Kimberly Elise, that her team to say, you know what, we're going to publish your story, then you know, something's here. It's not just all in my head. I'm not just writing for myself. You know, this is something that I'd like to put out in the world. So from there on, I started writing a little bit more. I started working on a novel. And a few months later, I established www.christinahamlet.com, my blog. And I started posting two times a week, and then I went up to three times a week. And I've also just been taking writing classes. So that the bug kind of grew from there. I knew I had it, and then I wanted to get the education that came with it. So that's when I started taking Life in 10 Minutes and actually an awesome class called Pens Up, Fears Down with Sadiqua Johnson. So, yep.
I love that background. And what I applaud you on is the blogging piece, because a lot of times I'll run into people who are aspiring writers, aspiring authors, and they're like writing, working on a book, but they don't blog. They don't have any blog, which really is kind of your real-time writing and letting people know that you write. So I think that's a missed opportunity for those of you that may be listening. If you feel like the writing bug has bit you and you're not writing, so follow Christina. All right, and so
thank you.
Your blog. So how do you get the ideas for your blog articles?
Okay. Well, I knew that I wanted to focus on wellness because actually I'm recovering from a severe psoriasis, it's an autoimmune condition. So I'd always been interested in wellness and healing holistically. So I knew I wanted to feature that there. But then, of course, I'm a writer and I'm interested in all things writing. So I wanted to write about my journey. And it kind of falls in line with what you were saying with people, you know, getting to know you. You're working on your novel, but people want to see you in real time. So I thought I'd write about my writing journey, my submissions while I'm submitting, the things I'm inspired by. And along with the wellness piece, I also do recipes that are plant-based, since I am plant-based. And so I married both worlds in my blog. Yeah, so that's what kind of gave me the idea to write about both and then just to keep it up and also to keep myself challenged. I'm also part of a writer's collective called C. Jane Wright, and there's this awesome thing she does every November called Blog Like Crazy, where you blog every day in the month of November. So that forced me to look at the type of writing I was doing and how often I actually wanted to post. So challenging myself gave me a really good idea of where I wanted to go and, you know, what direction I wanted to continue in respects to blogging.
And so I'm sure that's what, you know, jumped out at Kimberly Elise and her team. And for those that may be saying, Kimberly Elise, that name sounds familiar. Okay, well, let me just remind you guys, she's like a film and television actress, like four-time NAACP Image Award recipient. You've seen her all on the big screen, Bishop Jakes movies and all kinds of movies. So that Kimberly Elise is who kind of saw that writing skill that you had and said, hey, we need to incorporate that. And so locally in Richmond, are you finding it, you know, easy to connect with others that want to do what you're doing?
Actually, I do. And the thing is about, I think, with Richmond, with a lot of other mid-sized cities, is that you just have to put yourself out there. This is not, we know it's not New York or, you know, Los Angeles. So you have to just kind of seek the opportunities to connect with people and put yourself out there. I mean, I've said before, no one's going to come knocking on your door and say, what have you been writing? You know? So it's in Richmond. Yeah, we have awesome organizations like James River Writers. If you just, it's as simple as Google and then say, you know what, I'm going to make the time to go to this event. I might be tired at Wednesday at 6 or Saturday at 2, or I might be busy, but if you make the time and if you care enough about the craft and meeting people who are in the struggle, the highs and the lows with you, then I think it even it strengthens your resolve, you know, to attend those events and connect with people who are like-minded. That's
wonderful.
Taking classes and doing that.
Mm-hmm. And doing that. All right, that's excellent advice. And hello and welcome to all those that are just maybe sneaking in and tuning in. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And we're here with author, blogger, writer, Christina Hamlet. Thank you so much. Shout out to Sheila D. Johnson, who's checking in from Facebook saying, hey, I'm listening. Shout out to my mom. I see you, Mom. My mom's listening. Strong supporters. All right. And so for those that are saying, okay, the blog piece sounds interesting. I believe it's something I should do. How do I get started?
Okay.
So share
how
we get started.
Sure, absolutely. I was just looking for websites that, you know, I've heard that are reputable. So I personally went with WordPress. And I also knew one of the things that was an impetus for me to really get posted was that I applied for a fellowship application. And they wanted to see your blog presence and your growth. So sometimes having a little bit of motivation to go out and look for those things, like, I need to get going. That was also more of an impetus for me. I should definitely include that. Sometimes, you know, people are looking for their, also just so, you know, listeners know, sometimes people are just looking for your work, what you're putting out there, whether or not it's being published by a formal publication or not. So that was another motivation for me. But as to how I got started, it was just I looked on WordPress, which I heard was reputable, and then I just started building from there. And if I had questions, I asked, and eventually it got built. And, of course, you know, just like any one of us, if we've never done it before, there are all these fears that may be attached to it. But you have to start focusing on what's on the other side of the fear, because you don't know. It could be success. It could be working really hard for 3-4 years, and then the success is there. But there is something to look forward to. There is something on the other side of the fear, and that's what I had to keep in mind when I was building the blog and going through all my, because I'm not the most technologically driven person, but, you know, it forces you to face those fears and say, you know what, but this is what I have to do if I want people to see what's behind my curtain, you know, my work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right. And so how often should the person that's wanting to get their, step their toe in the water of blogging, how often should they blog? Mm-hmm.
I think you have to know you, because I've received all sorts of advice once a week. The thing is, once a week, two times, three times, every day, I've heard all sorts of things depending on who it's coming from. But the one thing I've heard across the board is that is to stay consistent. So if your readers know every Monday I'm going to see a blog from Christina, every Tuesday and Thursday I'm going to see a blog from Charvette, then be there for them. They come to expect it, because even as a reader, there's certain blogs I was enjoying reading, and then they would just fall off for a few months, and then I would forget to check back for a while. And then, because it happens, we get caught up and forget. But I think, for me, the key has been, and I'm still growing, the key is I know people know that I'm going to be there. And I'd like to say that we all feel like we have certain talents, but Charvette, I believe at the baseline, my talent is consistency. And I think if we can all believe that about ourselves, right there as a foundation, then that'll keep us motivation to get going. So whatever that is for you,
I love it.
Just be consistent. Yeah. Thank you.
Be consistent. And you know what? And I heard someone say, and I don't know who it was, so I can't properly cite them, but I heard someone say, consistency beats creativity anytime. So I think a lot of times people are trying to be this whiz bang and wow, and they're sporadic because they're trying to do all these crazy things, when it's like, you know,
that's
what?
Right.
Just be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just get out
I
there
agree.
And be consistent. All right. So that's your advice today. If you are someone who is considering doing some blogging and you're a writer, aspiring writer, there is your nudge from Christina to do it. Now, Christina, would you recommend that even just business owners in general blog?
Oh, I think so, because to me, I've looked just as a consumer. I want to see how much the business owner is invested. And even now with, you know, going into being a small business owner in terms of an author, you are a small business owner. You are promoting yourself. And as for me with this new ebook, I am promoting myself. I think people want to see that you care, that you invest time in your craft, whatever that craft may be. And I think part of that is blogging. I think it could be essential.
All right. So you've heard it from someone else other than me, listeners, because you know I tell you guys, but I love to have people who are actually doing it giving you advice too. So blogging is for everyone. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we want to hear all about this awesome resource and this awesome tool you have put together. It's the month of love. Valentine's Day is just next week. It is still one of the highest, besides Christmas, I think it's neck and neck with Christmas as far as wedding proposals and all of that. And we have a resource for you. Christina has a resource for you, and we want to share with you. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about this brand-new ebook that's for you guys that are going to be proposing. And if you've already proposed and you're going to be writing wedding vows, you're going to need this as well. All right, so we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Don't you move. You are here checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going to be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
A renewed mind, led by Coach Veronica, teaches black women to start over and create a life they love through self-reinvention, reclaiming themselves as a priority and taking action towards their desires. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com. We have found that the most issues within our relationships, career, and self-worth stem from us forgetting to care for ourselves as much as we do for others. The void this creates causes stress, resentment, and frustration. If you are feeling stuck, wondering what else your life has to offer, or ready to experience what being your first priority feels like, let A Renewed Mind and Coach Veronica be your guide. Let our coaching services help you find the new you. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again. Thank you so much. And as always, if you are in need of a website, I am an amazing web designer, coach, platform builder. Check me out at CharvetteMitchell.com for all of your web design needs and all of the things that you need to get your online platform going. All right. So now we're jumping back in with my guest, Christina Hamlet. Christina, tell listeners how they can connect with you on social media sites while they're hanging out here.
Sure. You can connect with me on Facebook, Christina Hamlet, on Twitter at Stina Hamlet, and on Instagram, my full name again, Christina Hamlet. And my website is www.christinahamlet.com. Mm-hmm.
See how she kept that easy for you guys? Kept it so easy. Okay, so let's talk about this ebook. Tell listeners what it is, who it's for.
Okay, I'm so excited to talk about it. Finally, the ebook, it's an ebook journal, and the title is What I Love About You, A Guide to Writing Your Proposal and Vows. And it's something I'm very passionate about, even though you've heard me talk about blogging and novel and other things that I love. This has been kind of a passion project for me that I've always wondered, how I can help people write their vows. And I'd sit at weddings and I'd feel the love. I cry at every wedding. But I've always wondered a little bit more when I hear some people say, like, how did they meet? Or what's that thing they love about them? Or, I just want to hear a little bit more. So I remember I started writing lots of questions and prompts about, well, if they wanted to have a piece written at their wedding or something, what kind of questions would I need to ask? And all of these questions and all of these just started flowing, and then it ended up becoming an ebook journal. And, I have to definitely give you some credit, Charlotte, with helping me with some direction with your coaching with, okay, this should be an ebook and this should be, you already are writing a journal. I think we, when we were talking, that conclusion kind of came, like,
yeah,
you were already writing a journal. I was already doing it.
Yeah.
So I love the way it came together. So the book, it's composed of 15 writing prompts, and enclosed are some quotes, and I even open with a haiku. And it's designed to really get you thinking about your entire journey, kind of a stroll down memory lane with your partner, your future spouse, your bride or groom. And it's for anyone that's getting married who wants to write their vows, or they're trying to find the right words to craft that proposal. I mean, granted, most people aren't going to read their proposal, but they are thinking about the things they want to say. And I think it's so helpful to have a tool that you can just print out and just start answering questions and start saying, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And then you never know what is going to spring to mind. I kind of feel like it's like an impetus, like it's a spark. For a revelation, for whatever you'd want to say. And yeah, at that, either at the moment of I do, or as you're asking for someone to be yours forever. So that's what I see it for. Yeah.
Yes. And so listeners, I'm literally like scrolling through it now. Yep. I got my download yesterday. So you guys go out and get your download. Again, ChristinaHamlet.com. Just click on the shop page. And so like, here's this one question that I think is so cool as one of the prompts. So if you connected over the phone or a dating website or via text messages first, it's getting you to think about your first kind of connection with that person, what stood out about the conversation or the interactions? So I think that's really cool, because sometimes people have couples remember things differently. And so, like,
yes,
I see on wedding websites, it's like, okay, here's his version, here's her version.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really
that's
cool
right.
to kind of have them pause and sit down and write this.
Right. Thank you. Because we're in the digital age, and not everyone meets in person at first, even though I have a prompt for that as well. But you have to think about all the ways that we meet. Or even the first time you hear someone's voice, what comes up for you? And is it something that you remember that you keep with you? So these are the kind of questions and the kind of things I was writing. I was just thinking, I've been married 5 years, and even I was thinking back, I was taking a stroll through my own relationship as I was writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's some quotes that are kind of embedded into the ebook to kind of inspire you as well. How did you decide which quotes you wanted to put in?
Sure. I'll even start the Chinese proverb about the tongue can paint what the eyes can't see. That comes before the prompt that you read out loud, because when you think about it, even if you've seen their picture online or just connecting over the phone, for the first time, you still haven't been in their presence. So what you're reading or what you're hearing, you are painting an image and in a picture, and it can be quite a strong one. And it may not always coincide once you first see them, but you are painting quite a strong picture. And and it's kind of either, I don't want to say seducing, but it kind of entices you, or it pushes you away.
Uh-huh.
But if you're reading this book, I'm assuming it enticed you.
Cool. And so listeners, grab a copy. And who would be perfect? Who would be the perfect, you know, type of customer to download this ebook e-journal?
I think it's for anyone, woman or man, because we all want to have a chance to express ourselves. I know men get pigeonholed as the one that is the sex that can't find the words, but it's not always true.
Right.
You know, there are some women who always can't find. They know how they feel, but they have trouble verbally expressing it or writing it down. So I mean, it may seem like it might be geared towards men, but it's not. And then sometimes may not be the person buying it. It could be a maid of honor or a best man who knows that their buddy is going to need this, and they're going to need a little help. And I think, like I said, it could be anyone who knows someone who's getting ready to get married, and they're like, oh, they could really use this tool. Or it could be, you know, any woman or man. I wouldn't want to pigeonhole it, because you never know who could just need this tool at that time of I do. So. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it's a tool. What I Love About You. That is the name of this. What I Love About You, a guided journal to writing your proposal and vows. But I got to tell you guys that are listening in, you know, even if you're saying, well, I'm not at the proposal stage, let me just clue you in, guys. Valentine's typically for the average lady does mean a lot. So even if you just grab this and it'll give you something to write in a card. What if you bought a blank card? And you know what, Christine? Do you follow me? And then they just did answer maybe one of these.
And I even thought about even a love letter. Because I think about some people, you know, they want a little bit of romance injected back into the relationship. And one of my prompts addresses, is there something when you first met that still makes you swoon today? And I purposely use the word swoon because it gives you that sense of romance. That's the thing that still gets you excited about your partner. So even then, even though it seems geared just to just to that time of proposal or wedding, even if you want to have some thoughts, some inspiration for writing a special love letter or a card, like you're saying, around Valentine's Day, I think it would be perfect.
Because we've gotten, you know, so I think caught up in I've got to get the right cards and the right flowers and the right, you know, all of these kind of whatever she has put on the list. But I think, and I think I can speak for a lot of ladies in the fact that, you know what, it's really a lot about the thought, you know, and perhaps not how much money you spend, but something like, you know, writing and with these prompts that you provided to help them write something, that would be amazing.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's right on time for Valentine's. But, again, June is huge for, you know, so this book is not going to be snatched off the shelves, you know, after Valentine's.
Right.
It's something that's all year round, right?
Yeah, right. People get married and propose all year round. And like I said, we're in an age where not everything is traditional. There are a lot of people who want to have winter weddings instead of being there in June. So being open to using this tool all year long is certainly feasible. People have anniversaries, like you're saying, all year long. So that's even something else to consider.
And I love that it's a guided journal to writing your proposals and vows. So you're not kind of just thrown out to the wolves. It's like Christina is like your virtual guide, kind of sitting right beside you through guided prompts and questions.
I like that thought of me sitting there virtually.
Like this this love writing coach sitting there. And so check it out, listeners. Again, tell them how they can connect with you on social media.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. On Facebook, Christina Hamlet. Twitter, @ Stina Hamlet. I believe, Facebook, Christina Hamlet, and my website, which is where you can also buy the ebook. It's www.christinahamlet.com. And Christina spelled with a K. I know there's a lot of CH.
With a K. Yes. And listeners, I have tagged on Facebook, and I have also tagged on Twitter, so I know you follow me. Those are great connection points, facebook.com/Charvette and twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, charvette.com. Some of you are listening from our main website. You have the correct spelling there, and also a link to Christina's website. And I'm also going to post the book cover and a link to purchase on my Facebook, so that's an easy connection point to just go get and to just grab it. And so you have, and we're our time is up, and so I just wanted to let you share if you have any speaking engagements or anything that's coming up you want our listeners to know about.
Actually, the book is the main thing right now. I have a speaking engagement for young writers in a few months in Fredericksburg in the first weekend of June. But the main thing right now is just focusing on what I love about you.
All right, so that is the focus, what I love about you. There you go. All right, well, it has been great having you on the show, and I'm just really excited for all of the things that you're, you know, just putting out in the atmosphere and putting out to the world for all of the rest of us.
Oh, thank you very much, Charvette. I loved being on the show.
All right, you're quite welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap. We appreciate you guys, as always, stopping by and checking us out. Check me out at Charvette.com. Let's connect on Facebook, Charvette. Facebook.com/Charvette. I'll see y'all guys next week.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m., interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.